I am Danielle Claire Simpson with Floor Trends, and today we've got the opportunity to speak with Michelle Vermette, President and CEO of Armstrong Flooring. How are you, Michelle?
Good, Danielle. Pleasure to be with you this morning.
Awesome. Yes, thank you so much for your time. So Armstrong has a lot of exciting things going on, and we definitely just want to talk to you about what those things are. So let's start just with business. You guys are undergoing a large business transformation. How is that process going?
It's going well. We announced our transformation plan about this time last year, so we're 12 months into it. Okay. We are, the three prongs are definitely expanding our customer reach, which we've done, and simplifying our product portfolio in our business, and strengthening our processes, and, being more customer centric overall. So, we've definitely had some key progresses servicing our NFA customers, some of the commercial contractors better, definitely servicing our distributor better, augmenting our product portfolio, but also simplifying it with better and more recent, more relevant products, and just improving our overall service for the business. So a lot of things going on in Armstrong. We're just getting started. The team's excited, a lot of progress, and actually pretty excited about 2021 as things hopefully clear up with COVID and we can continue executing and progressing.
Absolutely, me too. So speaking of streamlining, you've also streamlined manufacturing operations and created efficiencies. How is that process going?
Well, to your point, one of the first things we did, we consolidated our felt sheet operations from two plants to one plant. We consolidated our VCT operations from three to two. And recently, big news, we sold our Southgate facility and now moved our peel and stick operation to our Kankakee operation. So very much we had some assets that need to be updated and refreshed, which we've done. And now all our plants are working in a much higher capacity utilization with actually some of them have some new capabilities with them. So which is good for our associates, much more active, much more vibrant. And you can tell there's just a different energy within our manufacturing operations, which is very, very positive for everybody involved.
Okay, great. And you, of course, we can't have a conversation these days without mentioning COVID. So as far as customer service, we've seen a lot of manufacturers having to really step up customer service or just find new ways to reach customers. Can you talk about your efforts to improve that area of the business?
Certainly. We've had to really augment our digital presence. We've done a lot of live training, product presentation, definitely launches on social media. Definitely finding new ways and creative ways of reaching our customers. Also providing samples directly from the web. Customers can order samples right off our website now to make that easier. Anything in to make it a easy, efficient experience for our customers. So really working with all constituencies to make things easier in a very difficult situation. And being very engaged, and just like this, we probably have done more team calls with customers and Zoom calls to connect and present and just to be helpful any time of day they need it to, so we can be there for them. So,
well, let's talk a little bit about products. So product development has been a big focus. For you, what are the new product launches or categories that you're most excited about this year?
Well, I think you look at what we've done first and foremost. Armstrong needed to accelerate its product launch process. And so we had a heavy launch, even though it was COVID, we did not slow down our launches in 2020, both commercially and residentially. So we put out one of the first SPCs in the marketplace with Empower. So we're very excited with that. We had a lot of series of rigid products that were launched, and we have a series coming out just as we speak in the next 3 to 4 months that we'll be putting out in a second wave of products across the business. Same for commercial. There's a series of products coming out both in sheet and in LVT. We put out our US quick ship products earlier last year, and then we'll put a second wave out this summer. So you'll see us very much augment and accelerate our product cycle. We believe everything LVT is an opportunity for us. So we're very much going to capitalize on that and augment our offering in this area.
Well, I can't wait to see those releases. So speaking of the commercial market, what's your outlook for that? When do you think that things will bounce back for that?
Well, it's getting better and better every month, but it's still a challenge. It's going to take a while before it gets back to what it was, a year ago. But there's some markets such as healthcare and education that will come back quicker, I believe. Definitely hospitality, corporate will be challenged, I think, 22 and possibly even 23. That will be longer. So I think we're focused on the long term. And I think that's what we'll keep augmenting and focus on each vertical and make sure we got great solutions and keep specifying it. Like anything else, I have been in this industry 25 years. Everything goes in cycles. Yeah. So it's not a question if, it's a question of when. So we will be focused on keep doing what we need to for our customers, and we believe it will reward us in the long term. So, it's a good market. I think the economy overall is pretty strong. It's just a question of when.